Raised by Soundfest is coming Saturday, December 7th. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
come back. I just can't seem to get you off my mind. I'm crying, waiting, hoping you'll come back. You're the one I love, and I think about you all the time. Crying, my tears keep falling all night long, waiting. I feel so useless, I know it's wrong to keep crying, waiting, hoping you'll come back. Maybe someday soon things will change and you'll be mine. You'll come back. Maybe someday soon things will change and you'll be mine. Crying, waiting, hoping.
LeBlanc.
That's NRBQ. And what we just heard is It Comes to Me Naturally, written and sung by Al Anderson, who was the band's guitar player at the time. And that was from their great 1978 album, At Yankee Stadium. Before NRBQ, we had Rockpile, Now and Always, one of my very favorite songs from their 1980 album, Seconds of Pleasure. Rockpile was comprised of Dave Edmunds on guitar and lead vocals, Nick Lowe on bass and also lead vocals, and Terry Williams on drums, and Billy Bremner on guitar. Just a fantastic band. Before Rockpile, we had one of my very favorite Buddy Holly songs, Crying, Waiting, Hoping. Beatles used to even do this song in their live sets way back when they were performing in clubs. And Marshall Crenshaw also did a great version of the song, too, for the 1987 movie La Bamba. All right. Before Buddy Holly, we had the Rolling Stones doing their 1964 version of the Bobby and Shirley Womack song, It's All Over Now. That song's been recorded a lot of times by a number of artists, but this is probably my favorite version. I remember the first time I heard that song, I was sitting in a parking lot in my parents' car, and it came out on the radio, and I just cranked it up and thought it was the coolest thing. So, boy, that dates me. 1964, crap. What is that, 60 years ago? I don't know. Damn, it was 60 years ago. Ah. Anyway, we opened up the show with Biscuits doing Yo-Yo Ma. That's from their self-titled debut, which came out in 1993 on John Prine's Oh Boy record label. If you like NRBQ and you like this track, you'll love that album. It's sort of a great lost album as far as I'm concerned, and more people need to discover it. Anyway, I'm Rick Clark, and you're listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens right here on WYXR FM broadcasting from Memphis, Tennessee, my hometown. We're sort of going to be shining some love light on NRBQ and all the kinds of bands and artists that make me feel good like they do. If you like that kind of stuff, I think you're going to love the rest of this show. It's time now for some Dave Alvin.
Wanda met Dwayne in a local bar next to an industrial park. Dwayne didn't like the clothes that she wore, but she felt real good in the dark. After a few dates, they sent her right away and Wanda moved in to stay into Dwayne's apartment on the second floor next to the 605 freeway. Yeah, they made love in the morning, love in the evening, and love in the afternoon. Oh, but all good things gotta come to an end, even in a warm bedroom. Dwayne got tired of hearing her voice, and Wanda got sick of his breath. And he never said a word when they went to sleep on opposite sides of the bed. Wanda joined the gym, but she never went, cause it was just too far away. And Dwayne held the TV remote control, and he smoked 3 packs a day. Wanda thought that undercover, she might take a lover, but you know she never did. And Dwayne fell in love with all the naked girls in the magazines that he had. Yeah. said maybe someday I'm gonna blow out this door and I won't look back again. As Wayne was looking out the bedroom window at the leaves falling from the tree, he says maybe someday I'm gonna jump out this window and not say goodbye.
Sunday I'll be able to forget my working day. Life will be grim because my ship is coming in. Yeah. Roam if you want to, without wings, without
Yahoos doing a great version of the B-52s hit Rome. I love their version. By the way, the Yahoos lineup is made up of Dan Baird of the Georgia Satellites, Eric Amble from the Del Lords, and Terry Anderson from the Woods, and Keith Christopher, Billy Joe Shaver's bassist. Amble produced this, and it was recorded and mixed by the great Tim Hatfield, who I had the privilege of working with in 2005, working with Death Cab for Cutie. Before the Yahoos, we had Joe Mark's brother doing She's Gonna Be My Girl, an unreleased track that they did at Ardent here in Memphis, I think around 1997 or 8. Before Joe Mark's brother, we had Dave Edmonds doing Here Comes the Weekend, which came off of his album Get It. Before Dave Edmonds, we had the Bobby Fuller Four doing the definitive version of Sonny Curtis's song I Fought the Law. That track led off side two of their 1966 Mustang Records album, I Fought the Law. The opening track on side A was a Buddy Holly-influenced number called Let Her Dance, which was written by Bobby Fuller, and a really great track. We opened up the set with Dave Alvin doing Wanda and Dwayne from his 1991 Hightone Records album, Blue Boulevard. I'm Rick Clark, and you are listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens right here every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time on WYXR-FM, Memphis, Tennessee. Coming up next, Bonnie Raitt.
Thank you. can get us in free, my girlfriend and me. We like the songs, but we hate to pay. Can I have your guitar? Can I ride on your car? Can you give me a role to play? Can I have an autograph? Can I sit in your lap? Are you really into witchcraft like they say? Can I follow you home? Can I use your telephone? Can we crash here for just a few days? We're from Rolling Stones, so it's okay. What was your name? You're someone I've seen. Has anyone said that you look like James Dean? Can I sit in your lap? Can I give you the clap? Can we rap but don't have much to say? Can I have your guitar? Can I ride on your car? Can you give me a role to play? Can I follow you home? Can I use your telephone? Can we crash here for just a few days? We're from Rolling Stones, so it's okay. Have you got any shit? Have you made your peace with Jesus yet today? Would you like to be a monk? Come on, let's go get drunk. Do you think Paul McCartney is okay? Can we crash here for just a few days? Oh, we're from Rolling Stones, so it's okay.
Leon Russell, If the Shoe Fits, from his third solo album, Carney, which came out on the Shelter record label in 1972, and it featured the hit Tightrope. You might remember that. Then again, you might not. It was a while back. But the album also included a song, This Masquerade, which is one of Leon's songs that have justifiably become standards over the years. Before Leon Russell, we have Ron Wood, Ain't Gonna Worry No More, from his 1979 solo album, Give Me Some Neck, which was produced by Roy Thomas Baker, whose other credits include Queen and the Cars and all kinds of other big rock records. Before Ron Wood, we got John Lennon doing a great version of the Fats Domino classic, Ain't That a Shame, from the Phil Spector-produced album Rock and Roll. And that's NRBQ before John Lennon doing RC Cola and a Moon Pie, which was written and sung by the band's crazy keyboardist, Terry Adams. What we heard was the single version, which was released on the excellent 2016 Omnivore Records NRBQ box set titled High Noon, a 50-year retrospective. And we opened up the set with Bonnie Raitt doing I Can't Help Myself from her 1982 Warner Brothers album titled Green Light. The title track of that Bonnie Raitt album is an NRBQ song that is much loved by many of their fans, and the original version was on the album at Yankee Stadium. I first heard NRBQ back in 1970 when a guitar player friend of mine, Dave Branyon, turned me on to that first NRBQ album. And David ended up being the lead guitar player for a Memphis band called the Scruffs. He always had great taste. But it was George Bradfute who reintroduced me to NRBQ. George and I played in a band called the Cutouts, which was sort of a popular Memphis band back in the 80s. And I just remember how much he loved that album at Yankee Stadium and really anything by NRBQ. And then finally, the person I most associate with when I think of NRBQ was a friend of mine who has passed on, but his name, Paul Williams. He owned a great record shop in Midtown Memphis called Audiomania, and I can't think of anyone who loved music, and especially NRBQ, as much as Paul Williams. So I should probably say, this show's for you, Paul. Before I dive back into any more music, I should tell you that I'm Rick Clark, and you're listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens right here on WYXR-FM, broadcasting from my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee. Coming up next, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Love. Don't come from me and you, come from up above. 'cause a man I take you for my wife, yeah, to love, honor, cherish, and be. I didn't have no plans to live this kind of life, no. It just worked out that way.
I love that track. That's NRBQ doing one of my very favorite songs of theirs, You Can't Hide, which was written and sung by the band's bassist, Joey Spampinato. You Can't Hide appeared on their 1980 album, Tiddlywinks. And before NRBQ, we had John Hiatt, Thing Called Love, from his album Bring the Family, which was released in the spring of 1987. Even though Hiatt had released like 7 solo albums prior to Bring the Family, this really was the album that brought him and his music to a substantially larger audience. And part of the magic was the killer band that supported him during these sessions, Ry Cooder on guitar, Nick Lowe on bass, and Jim Keltner on drums. Bonnie Raitt later had a radio hit with this song on her multi-platinum 1989 album, Nick of Time. We opened up the set with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers doing Accused of Love off of the 1999 album Echo. I'm Rick Clark, and for this last hour, you've been listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens every Friday morning right here on WYXR-FM, broadcasting from Memphis, Tennessee. I hope you guys are fine. I'm doing pretty well myself, and appreciate all the great feedback. I look forward to catching you next week, same time, same place, for more Air Conditioned. Bye now.
I'm Memphis filmmaker Craig Brewer. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, powered by the Crosstown Radio Partnership between